New life as floating barracks. The main image is a black and white photograph of the USRS Wabash doing duty as a receiving ship in the Charlestown Navy Yard in the late 1870s. The ship is tied to a wooden pier and has a permanent gangway leading aboard. It has undergone dramatic alterations. Structures added above the main deck increased its interior space and gave it an almost barge-like appearance. For 37 years, USRS Wabash lay anchored just off here, the longest-serving receiving ship in the U.S. Navy. From the moment in 1862 when the Navy launched its first iron-hulled battleship, the days of wooden ships in combat were numbered. In the decades that followed, several decommissioned wooden vessels found new uses at Navy yards as receiving ships. USRS Wabash, USRS Constitution, and the first vessel ever built here at the Charlestown Navy Yard, USRS Independence, were among them. These receiving ships often house several hundred sailors. To increase usable space, the upper rigging was removed from the masts and a roof covered the top deck, transforming the once stately vessels. They serve many purposes: recruiting stations, transit barracks, and hospitals, as well as training centers for both recruits and teenage boys who began their apprenticeships on board. After World War I, the Navy phased out receiving ships, replacing them with onshore barracks. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. Going from left to right, the first image is a drawing by Clary Ray, dated around 1900, showing the USS Wabash under sail decades earlier. The splendid three-masted square-rigged ship has six of its top large sails up, along with a small jib, all filled by the wind. It is sailing through white-tipped small waves. The USS Wabash was powered by both sails and steam. The Navy vessel saw duty in Central America and the Mediterranean before participating in the blockade of southern ports during the American Civil War. The next image is a sepia-tone 1883 photograph of sailors in uniform standing at attention on both sides of a Gatling gun on the covered main deck, or spar deck, of the USRS Wabash. The commanding officer alongside wears a sword. A number of the men have mustaches and/or beards. Above the men's heads is the ceiling of the structure that had been built over the spar deck. United States receiving ships, designated as USRS, provided excellent training opportunities for newly recruited sailors who could master shipboard skills before heading to sea. Below that is a black and white photograph from around 1890 of sailors eating on a mess cloth on the covered spar deck of the USRS Wabash. They have place settings in front of them and are dressed in uniform. Normally, they would have eaten below deck at tables hung from beams. The last image on the right is a 1906 color postcard of the USS Constitution tied up at the Charlestown Navy Yard, but still outfitted as a receiving ship. In the top right corner, block lettering reads, "Old Ironsides Constitution." Her hull is reflected in the water. Railroad tracks run alongside the pier. The vessel is almost unrecognizable compared to the dignified frigate she had once been and is again today. For a short time in her career, between 1881 and 1896, the USS Constitution also served as a floating barracks, stationed at the Portsmouth Navy Yard. Just like the USRS Wabash, all the Constitution's rigging was removed. Additional structure and a roof covered the main deck. A year later, this upper structure, the house, was removed as part of the ship's initial restoration.